A welcome from our new CEO, Andrew Lennox. The approximate length of this recording is 3.5 minutes. A welcome from Andrew. On joining Guide Dogs at the end of July, I was fortunate to have the time to get out into the charity and meet many of our colleagues, volunteers and service users before I took the reins formally from former CEO Tom Wright at the AGM on the 19th of September. Several people have asked about my experiences, and my insights can be summed up in 4 stories that I've experienced along the way. The first story was the joy I saw on the face of a new guide dog owner on day one. We'd met at my interview when he was using a cane, so to see him training with his first dog, Chester, was amazing. He knows there will be good days and bad as he learns and bonds, but his freedom was about to get an upgrade, and his smile spoke to my heart. And that was just the first day. My second story came from meeting some of our trainee guide dog mobility specialists in Hamilton, Scotland, where I asked what it felt like to qualify a partnership. They couldn't give me any words and instead just showed me a picture of a guide dog owner on class with the biggest smile you've ever seen. What we do is truly amazing, and while not all of us are directly delivering services, every one of us plays a part in getting that smile. My third story came from the community team attending an event in Southampton where 4 young people with significant vision impairments were paddleboarding and climbing with the support of our children and young people team. The breadth of support we provide on the whole life journey is astounding. In these stories, I met inspirational people within our guide dog's world. My fourth story was one that has given me perspective on how our work is made possible. While visiting a training site, a man came in to thank the team for bringing joy to his brother who lived opposite and has terminal cancer. Every day he'd been able to watch dogs train, and it raised his spirits as he battled the disease. As he looked to his passing, he had decided to leave his estate to guide dogs. As the brother left his flat that afternoon, we got 2 guide dogs out to meet him to bring one more smile before he headed off to a care environment. While I only met him for a few minutes, it will have a profound impact on my decisions, as I truly understand that what we do is only possible because of the generous hearts of our volunteers, donors, and supporters. It has been an amazing first few months, and I'm looking forward to supporting our family with the same passion and dedication that I have seen from you all. Thank you. Andrew Lennox, Chief Executive, Guide Dogs. P.S. I'm also sneaking in a shout-out for the Mid-Wiltshire volunteers who introduced me to fundraising outside a supermarket with dogs and buckets, not to mention their Tuesday morning social. Included here are 2 photographs. The first is of CEO Andrew Lennox wearing a white shirt and smiling. The second is of Andrew with the Mid-Wiltshire volunteer fundraising group outside a supermarket.